Proclamation number 7122 of 16th of May, 1958. God's means of turning to the will of man. You humans could achieve great spiritual progress in earthly life, for all possibilities will truly be made available to you to carry out the work on your souls. You will be guided through victorious battles. All means of help will be made available to you. You will be advised and guided. You only need to want to fulfill your purpose of earthly life according to God's will. And everything will come about for you as if by itself. You could ascend to a high spiritual level and at the end of your life happily give yourselves into the arms of the one who guided you across the earth. But you would first have to know your purpose of earthly life. You would have to believe what you are told about it. And you humans mostly lack this faith. That is why you walk the earthly path indifferently and miss all opportunities which could bring you forward. But you cannot be compelled to live a correct way of life. You must keep your freedom of will, even if it lets you sink to the abyss again. You must walk the path upwards in all freedom. And this is why such a frightening spiritual state can be observed amongst humanity in the last days, and nothing more can happen than that people are repeatedly preached to think of their life after death, that they are repeatedly advised of their deficient state of soul and advised to listen to the word of God and to act in accordance with God's will proclaimed to them therein. But even now it is up to them to listen to the words of God's messengers and to act accordingly or not. People cannot be forced to think differently, nor are they forced, but they are nevertheless still influenced or roused from their state of sleep in every way. And therefore you, who are of awakened spirit, should not be surprised by the many adversities of life from which you and all people have to suffer. Whatever it is part of the means God uses to bring people to their senses, and understandably people who endeavor to live in God's will are also affected by it. But they can surrender and patiently adjust to it through their realizations, and they, too, will still derive a benefit from it for their upward development. The human being, who is only earthly oriented, should, as it were, realize again and again that he cannot shape his own life as he wants. He should also often experience limitations to his enjoyment of life, and he should realize that he is not the master of himself but that someone else holds his destiny in his hand, to whom he should now submit. They are all just means to subordinate oneself to God's will, which also immediately lose their painfulness when the human being voluntarily bows down to God's will. Earthly life is truly a test of will, and as long as the human being's will has not yet decided in favor of God, the beings of light and the beings of darkness will fight over this will. And the human being stands in the midst of this battle, and he himself must tip the balance through his decision of will. But spiritual success is only ever the result of the direction of will towards God. And as long as people don't recognize the significance of their earthly existence with regard to spiritual development, the earthly change will be in vain, and as long as God will also try to faithfully influence the human being, because his love prompts him to use all means which can change the human being's thinking and turn him towards himself. And the closer it is to the end, the more strongly his working will emerge, for the danger of falling away into the abyss increases but cannot necessarily be stopped. But again, it is possible for every human being to recognize a power which is stronger than himself. And every human being could submit to this power of his own accord. and once he has done so, truly inexhaustible grace is at his disposal, so that he can still gain a wide advantage in the short time until the end. Because God's love always helps and now also opens the path for him to ascend. Amen.